Let us stand up.
Let us pray.
Sibonga Nkosi ukuba sithola ithuba lokuba sihlangane kanye futhi ngezwi lakho.
Thank you, Lord Jesus, for giving us this opportunity again to meet around your word.
Ngicela ukuba libe impiliso kithina, lisiqinise.
Lord, may your word bring life to us and strengthen us, quicken us.
Iba phakathi kwethu.
Be in our midst.
Ukhulume nathi ngezwi lakho.
And speak to us through your word.
Amen.
Amen.
Namhla ngithanda ukukhuluma ngabesifazana ababili.
Today I'd like to speak about two women.
Kusho ukuthi nina besifazane anolalelisisa kahle.
So you women must listen carefully.
Kanti nathi madoda, nathi basha, singalalela ngoba kukhona isifundo.
But of course, the men and the children can also listen. I'm sure we'll get a lesson from this.
Owesifazane wokuqala,
the first woman,
bekumprofetikazi,
was a prophetess.
Igama lakhe linguDeborah.
Her name was Deborah.
Owesibili engizogcina ngaye uJayeli.
And the other one is Jael.
Lencwadi yabahluleli isahluko esine.
In the book of Judges chapter 4,
sikhuluma kabanzi ngalaba ababili, uDeborah noJayeli.
And in that chapter we read a lot about Deborah and Jael.
Esahlukweni sesine nesesihlanu sithola umlando wakwa-Israyeli ngesikhathi ephila umprofetikazi uDeborah. Ube umprofetikazi.
And then in chapter 5 we read a lot about the history around that time in Israel.
Bona babephila ngesikhathi abantwana bakwa-Israyeli sebengene eKhanani.
That was at the time when the children of Israel were entering Canaan.
Emva ngokungeniswa beholwa uJoshua.
Led by Joshua as their leader.
Emva kokufa kukaJoshua akubanga kuhle kwa-Israyeli.
After Joshua's death, it didn't go well in Israel.
Ngoba ubengasekho umholi.
Because there was no longer a leader.
Kwayilokhu belwa nje bewa esonweni.
They just fell into sin, one sin after the other.
Ilona lowo ubezenzela kuthandayo.
Each person just did what he or she felt like.
Indaba ebhlungu leyo, bekhona uMose, bekhona uJoshua, babafundisa ukuhamba noNkulunkulu, kodwa uma sebefile, abasahambi noNkulunkulu.
It is sad to see something like that. They had Moses, they had Joshua, who lived for God, who taught the people God's ways, but when they died, they no longer followed God.
kushukuthi kukhona ukuthi umuntu akholwe kusekhona ophilayo ancike kuyena kodwa uma lo umuntu engasekho bamhlubuka uNkulunkulu benza izono.
So there's such a thing that someone follows God as long as there's someone that they take the lead from, but when that person passes away, they just forsake God and live, go into sin.
Kuhlazo ichilo namachilo ukuthi ukholwe kodwa ukholwa kwakho kume ngomunye umuntu akumi ngoNkulunkulu okuwe. Kusho ukuthi sisaqala nje nginombuzo ukuthi wena ukuze ube umKristu ukuze ube la kukenxa kaNkulunkulu yini okuwe ngenxa kaJesu kuwe noma ula ngenxa yendoda kaNkulunkulu.
It's a disgrace when someone follows the Lord just because of somebody else. And I want to ask you today, are you following God because of someone else, or is it because God is living in you, and that is the reason why you follow him?
Futhi uma esefile lo muntu nokholwa kwakho sokufile niyezwa nje ninazi indlebe zokuzwa.
Are you a person that when somebody dies then your faith also dies with that person? That's a disgrace. It's a disgrace, something disgusting.
UNkulunkulu bengabashiyile bekhona uMose khona uJoshua wangabashiyi bodwa wabavume vusela abahluleli amajaji.
God hadn't forsaken them. Moses had been with them, then it was Joshua, and then he didn't leave them on their own. He left them with judges.
Kanye nabaprofeti nabaprofetikazi.
And some prophets and prophetesses.
Lalelisiseke nina besifazana ningasho ukuthi angisiyi indoda. Kungenzeka ukuthi ungene esihogweni ngenxa yalokho. Ngoba nawe noma ungowesifazane akufanele ukuthi uphile ngoba khona indoda. Kufanele ukuthi nawe ube nobudoda ngoJesu kuwe.
You women should be listening carefully now, because you easily make the excuse and say, well, I'm not a man. But you, or are you also a woman who is just following the Lord because of your husband? You should have God living in you so that you live for him because he is within you. It's like school children who shouldn't just live as Christians when their teachers are around or because of them. Such a person needs a shambok.
Waba oyedwa phakathi kweshumi nambili kwabaprofeti bakaNkulunkulu.
So Deborah was one of 12 prophets of God.
La esahlukweni sesine nesesihlanu sibona ukukholwa kwakhe.
In chapter 4 and 5 we see her faith.
Amandla akhe.
And the power that was within her.
Nogu hola kwakhe.
And also her leadership.
She
was a woman who was faithful to God.
UNkulunkulu wayebayalile abakwaIsrayeli uma nifika kwa eKhanani nizobu bulala zonke izizwe ezikone kanani.
God had instructed, commanded the Israelites that when they enter Canaan, they should destroy all the nations living there.
Kodwa abamlalelanga uNkulunkulu.
But they did not obey God.
Ukubulala izizwe kumfanekiso wokuthi sibulale zonke izono.
Now, that is symbolic, that because it doesn't mean now we must go and kill people. No, it's symbolic, meaning that we should destroy all sin.
Akufanele ukuthi sithi sibambene nenyama negazi. Asibambene nenyama negazi. Sibambene nemibuso namademone nemoya emibi.
We do not fight flesh and blood. Our fight and battle is against powers and principality, evil spirits, demons.
Otokoloshe namademone ayinhlobonhlobo.
Against the devil who manifests himself in many different ways. And these spirits and demons have different names.
Ukufa kwakho kuzoba nzima nezinsuku zakho la emhlabeni ziyofana nesihogo kuwe uma ungaphendukanga.
And it would be terrible if you're a preacher of the gospel and yet you still have to do with the occult, with spiritism, with evil spirits. Your life on earth will be like hell, even though you're still on earth, and your end will be terrible.
Abakwa Israeli kwaba ilona lo wazenzela kuthandayo.
The Israelites,
ngoba inkosi ibingekho,
just each one just did what he felt like doing, for there was no king in their midst.
Kodwa bebekhona abaprofeti.
However, there were prophets
namajaji ayikhona,
and judges.
Abanye abambalwa bebesendleleni kaNkuluNkulu, kodwa iningi cha.
And there were a few that were on God's way following him, but the majority weren't.
Kodwa njalo uma uIsrayeli esewonile uNkuluNkulu ubebavuselizitha ukuba izitha zilwe nabo.
And whenever the Israelites sinned, God would get their enemies to attack them and that they would come back from the evil ways.
Kusho ukuthi uma wenza isono uthi akulutho, hayi ukuthi kuyizeleze, uNkulunkulu uzokuvusela izitha.
Don't ever say that if you sin, it doesn't mean anything. Sin will result in God raising up your enemies against you.
Ngokona bakwaka Israeli ngesikhathi khona uDebora engumprofetikazi elijaji lowesifazane.
And so it was during Deborah's time in Israel, she being a judge in Israel.
Inkosi yaseKhanani yabona ukuthi manje sekuyithuba lami lokuthi ngibahlasele.
The king in Canaan realized that this was the opportune time for him to attack them.
And
the king at that time, his name was Jabal.
watu ma indodana induna yakhe yempi ukuba ihlome bathathe izinqola zabo baye empini bezolwa nabakwa Israel.
So Jabin took got his army prepared and they went with their chariots to attack Israel.
Lezi zinqola bezakhiwa ngentsimbi.
These chariots were made of iron.
Zona bezi isikhale sikhulu esilimazayo kakhulu empini.
This was a deadly weapon that did much damage in battle.
Agekho ababena mandla ukumelana nalezo zinqola.
And no one had any means to fight against these chariots.
Ibona ababena mandla kumhlaba wonke jikelele isizwe esinamandla.
So this was a mighty army and they ruled over the nations.
They had
900 chariots.
Unkosi wathi somani lezo nqola sihlasele uIsrayeli.
And the king Jabin, he ordered that they should take these chariots and attack the children of Israel.
Ngenxa yolaka lukaNkulunkulu ebona abantu bakhe bakwaIsrayeli bebuyele ezonweni.
And that was a
benza izinto ezingafanele bekhonza abanye uNkulunkulu.
And that was as a result of God's wrath coming upon Israel, because they had forsaken their true God, they'd fallen into sin, and they were worshipping other idols.
Bekhonza iThixo zabo, bekhonza imoya emibi, bekhonza abaphansi.
Worshipping idols and even going into spiritism and occultism. Serving, worshipping ancestral spirits.
Izingelozi ezawayo, amadimoni.
And also the fallen angels.
Kodwa ngenhlanhla abakwaIsrayeli baphaphama ebuthongweni baze bakhala kuNkulunkulu.
But fortunately, the children of Israel woke up out of their sleep and they cried out to the Lord.
Bevuma izono zabo.
And they confessed their sins.
Belungisa indaba yabo.
Making right their lives.
Kubazali babo.
With their parents.
Kobasi babo.
And their employers.
Kothisha babo.
And their teachers.
Uguti. Bahlonishwe.
That they should respect them, honor them.
Kodwa abakwenzanga uNkulunkulu abathumela izitha isithe sinamandla emhlabeni esikhulu emhlabeni.
But when they didn't do it, God raised up their enemies, strong, mighty armies to fight against them.
Kanti uNkulunkulu washo wathi uma nifike anobaqeda. Kodwa bakwenzanga. Uma uNkulunkulu ethi kuwe qeda isono, kungabikho sono empilweni yakho, sibulale sinqume ikhanda leso sono. Uma ungakwenzi sizokwanda. Sibe sikhulu, sibe nezi namandla amakhulu phezu kwakho.
Yet God had warned them to destroy their enemies. They didn't do it. And it's the same if God warns you against sin. If you don't destroy that sin will grow and grow and eventually be your destruction.
Futhi ayi oyedwa nje la isizwe sonke sawa ngobizambane lodwa libolise isaka lonke.
And it didn't just end up with one person doing it. The whole nation was influenced by it. It's like a bag of potatoes. If one potato goes rotten, it eventually the whole bag is rotten.
Uma uJabin inkosi yamaKhanani ehlasela bona bazibona ukuthi asilutho asinawo amandla ukumelana nalesi sizwe.
So when Jabin, king of Canaan, attacked them with his army that was so strong, they realized that they were no match against this army.
Abantu basuka bahlangana bathi madoda sizokwenza njani ngoba siyayibonela asinawo amandla ukubala ukumelana nalesi sitha. Let's see tasikhulu kakhulu. But ake siye kumprofetikazi uDebora sizwe kuye sithole kuye seluleko ukufanele ukuba senze njani uma sekunje.
So when the Israelites realized that they had no strength, they had no means to face this army, they consulted with one another. Eventually they came to the conclusion that they can do only one thing, and that was to go to the prophetess, Deborah.
But is your sizwa into nakus golosedwa ukufa? Kungongoza ukufa emakaya etu singasizwa unkulunkulu nje kuphela. Asiye kumprofetikazi kuDeborah. Sizwe kuye ukuthi uzosiluleka ngokuthini.
They said, we're facing certain death. There's only one hope for us, and that is that we go to the prophetess Deborah and ask her for advice.
Yabona zikhona iy'nkinga esingahlangana nazo emhlabeni. Ngeke siyinqobe ngokuhlakanipha kwethu ngengqondo yethu.
There are problems that we will face up with in this life that we will never solve with our own understanding or intellect. We will never solve those problems in our own strength. So they did something good. They turned to God.
Thina maKristu kufanele ukuthi sikuphawule lokho sibhale engqondweni zethu.
We Christians must take note of that.
Uma sebefika kuDebora umprofetikazi.
So when they got to Deborah the prophetess,
umprofeti wangempela ukhulumizwi likaNkulunkulu nje ngeke akutshele okunye ngeke abhede noma chaze izwi wrong.
A true prophet will only tell you one thing, and that is what God says. He will not give you wrong advice.
Kodwa kuleso sikhathi belingakabikho iBhayibheli ngokupheleleyo.
At that time, they didn't have the Bible as we have it today, so they went to the prophets.
Uma sebefika kuye kuDebora.
So when they got to Deborah,
umprofetikazi ube nodumo olukhulu.
She was a very well-known prophetess.
Elijaji umahluleli.
A judge who was highly respected.
Impilo yakhe ibe isibonelo kunoma bani, owesifazana noma owesilisa.
And her life was an example to everyone, male and female.
Uma beza kuye bamfika ehleli phansi kwesasa ipam.
When they got to her, she was sitting beneath a palm tree.
Bese axazulule inkinga zabo.
That's where she sat to help the people with their problems.
Akungabazeki ukuthi bebekhuluma ngokuhlaselwa isitha.
And I don't doubt that they came to her and spoke about the enemy attacking them. They realized they had to do something. And Deborah gave them advice.
Hayi ukuthi abesifazane bonke abangakufaka endleleni abaningi iningi lizokufaka ehlathini likudukise.
That doesn't mean that all women will give you good advice. In fact, most will probably give you the wrong advice.
Khumbula Jezebeli.
Remember Jezebel.
Akalalelanga uNkulunkulu nentando yakhe. Akayithobelanga ubenze intando yakhe nje.
She didn't obey and bow to God's will. She just did her own thing.
Umprofetikazi ke uDeborah.
But the prophetess Deborah.
Wathuma umuntu omkhulu wakwaIsrayeli uBarak.
She sent for someone who was very well known in Israel, Barak.
Wamtshela lokho akushoyo uNkulunkulu.
And she told him what God had said.
UDeborah kafakanga kwakhe wakhuluma kwakhe.
Deborah didn't add her thoughts to this instruction.
Noma imbono yakhe.
Or her own way of seeing things.
Wakhuluma lokho okwakushiwo uNkulunkulu.
She just conveyed God's message to them.
UDeborah ubenhloniphi izwi likaNkulunkulu nokuthi uNkulunkulu uthini emadodeni, uthini emakhosikazini, uthini kwabasha.
Deborah honored God's word and she just made sure she passed on to everyone, to the men, to the women, to the children, what God had said.
Ngenxa yaleso sizathu.
And for that reason, everyone honored her.
Futhi loko ayekusho abantu babekuthatha njengokukhuluma kwejaji.
And when she spoke, the people took it as being something that comes from a judge.
Nokuthi kumthetho.
And they took it as the law then.
Kodwa ubengabusi abantu phezu kwabo.
But she didn't lord it over the people.
Ube banika lokho uNkulunkulu ekusho kuye.
All she did, she passed on to the people what God had said to her.
Uma ususekhaya ungayifundela uzufika esahlukweni shiyakalombili.
And if you're at home, you can continue reading up to the 8th chapter.
Abantu bakhuluma kuGideoni bathi asibuswe wena ube inkosi yethu.
Remember when the people said to Gideon, "You be our ruler, our leader, like our king."
What cha? Ngeke nibuse yimina, ngeke ngibe inkosi yenu.
And he said, "No, I will not rule over you."
Ngisho nendodana yami ngeke inibuse.
Nor will my son rule over you.
Kodwa inkosi izonibusa.
But the Lord shall rule over you.
The Lord shall rule over you. Who rules your life? Your wife, your husband, your children, your parents. Who rules your life and runs your life?
Ubano obusimpilo yakho, indoda yakho, inkosikazi wakho, ingane zakho, ubani oyibusayo impilo yakho?
UDebora futhi akashongo futhi ngiwumprofethikazi, ngiwumholi wethu, ahole ibutho.
Neither the Deborah say, well, I'm your judge, I'm your leader, I'll go ahead of you.
Kodwa wathi, Barak, thatha abantu bakho, abayizinkulungwane ezishumi, uhlasele isitha.
She didn't say, I'm going to lead you into battle. No, she instructed Barak to do it and to take those thousands of soldiers and lead them into battle.
Kodwa uBarak wathi ngiyesaba, ngeke ngihambe uma wena ungahambanga nathi.
But Barak,
ngiyalibambe lelo. No, angithi uMose wathi Jehova noma ungathuma ingelosi, ngeke ngihambe uma wena ungahambanga nathi. La abantu bathi mprofetikazi, ngeke sihlasele leyo mpi uma wena ungahambanga nathi.
But Barak said to her, if you don't go with us, then I'm not going to go. It reminds us of when Moses said, Lord, if you don't go with us, even if you'd send an angel, we can't go without you.
UBarak wahamba ke, uDebora wabalandela.
And so Deborah followed them, accompanied them.
Njengokusho kwenkosi,
as the Lord had said,
wathi angifuni udumo, nawe awuvunyelwa ukuthatha udumo noma usunqobile izitha.
And then she also said, she said, look, I don't want any glory and honor for myself, neither shall you take any glory if you overcome in this battle.
Akashongo futhi ukuthi mina ngiyinkosi la, bonke bazothobela mina babe ngabesifazane abagibela amadoda.
And neither did she say, well, okay, well then I'm going to take the lead. I will lead all of you. I'm in charge and all the women will be in charge.
Kodwa uBarak wathi, uma uhamba nathi, nami ngizoya.
But Barak said, if you go with us, then I will also go.
Inkosi yaseKhanani wathuma induna yakhe enkulu yempi uSesari athi hola isizwe ulwe nabakwa-Israyeli.
The king of Canaan had taken his great general Sisera and sent him into battle.
UNkulunkulu uzonilwela kodwa ningasuki nithi ninqobe ngamandla enu.
And then Deborah said, you will, God will go with you, he will give you the victory, but never dare say that you were victorious and that it was your own strength that made you overcome.
Nangempela uNkulunkulu wabanika ukunqoba.
And surely it was so that
kwisimanga esikhulu nizwile ukuthi amaKhanana ayine nezikhali ezinkulu ezentsimbi.
God gave them victory, and you remember that the Canaanites had the best weapons, these chariots of iron.
Ibona bebe namandla kunazo zonke izizwe emhlabeni.
They had the strongest army of any army.
Kodwa uma impi le eyayiqhutshwa uDebora isihlangana nabo basuke babachitha nenqola zabo nabantu babo banqoba nokunqoba.
Yet when Deborah and that army faced them, they overcame them. They were victorious.
Babachitha.
And the enemy was destroyed.
Lokho kumfanekiso womKristu maqondana nezono. Zona zinamandla phezu kwakho. Kodwa uma uNkulunkulu lalela yena uzoba namandla ukuchitha nokunqoba izono noma singakanani noma singaba ukufa.
And that's a picture of a Christian who faces sin. You cannot face and overcome and be victorious over sin yourself. But with God, you are victorious.
Isono siyosinqoba kuphela ngoJesu Kristu ngomsebenzi awusebenzile eGolgotha.
Sin you can only overcome, be victorious over through Jesus Christ, because he overcame it on Golgotha.
Ukholwe uyena. Yena bekuwe.
That you believe in him and that he is in you.
UJesu uyena owabambana nezono zakho ezigqilazayo kuthiwa bakwa-Israyeli iminyaka engamashumi amabili bebehlushwa abantu baseKhanani.
Remember, Jesus fought that battle of your sin on the cross. It was your sin he was battling with, just as the Israelites had to fight with the Canaanites.
Wena keke unqobe izono zakho, singaphezu kwakho, uyisigqila saso.
You cannot overcome your sin in your own strength. You're a slave of your sin.
Kodwa ngokuhamba noNkulunkulu banqoba nokunqoba.
But if God goes with you, and because God went with them, they were victorious.
Onke impi enkulu ifika neyinqola zentsimbi uNkulunkulu wazichitha baze babaleka bonke babulawe bonke akusalanga noyedwa ngaphandle kwakhe uCesare.
And this great army with those iron chariots was destroyed. No one escaped except Sisera.
Kuthwa gekho nendoda eyodwa kumaKhanani owasalayo kuphela uCesare.
So no man escaped except for this one man, Sisera.
Yena ke wabaleka, wabaleka ngeenyawo.
So, and he escaped on foot.
Waze wafika kulikhaya likaJayeli.
And then he escaped, he fled until he got to the home of Jael.
UJayeli futhi asazi ukuthi ube ubani. Izwi alisho ukuthi ube umprofetikazi, umuntu nje obehlele endlini yakhe.
Now, Jael, we don't know of her history and what position she had. We don't know of any position she had. She just lived there in her home.
Yena ube nesando nje nesikhonkwane setende. Abasha bala abantu bala bayazazi ikhonkwane esibethelwa phansi, iintsimbi lezi esibethelwa phansi uma kuhlonywa itende.
And all she had was a tent peg and a hammer.
Uma esebona inkosi igijima iza ngakuyena.
And she saw this man fleeing and going past.
kanti uyelo ujayeli.
This was jail.
Ube owesifazane nje kodwa wabayiqhawe lamaqhawe wanqoba uSesar.
She was just an ordinary woman, but she became a hero who overcame Sisera.
Manje unkosi induna le yagijima yaqonda kujayeli ngoba bekhona ubuhlobo phakathi kwabo nokuzwana. Ngilalelisise kakhulu ningalali ubuthongo manje.
Now he fled to that place because there was peace among them.
Umyeni umkhwenyane kaJayeli ube umuntu oyikhinethi.
The husband of this woman was a Kenite.
Uma uJayeli ebona inkosi induna yempi iza kuye, wathi inkosi woza ungene etendeni lami.
So when she saw Sisera escaping or fleeing, she invited him in to come into her tent or their tent.
Wathi ungesabi.
And she said to him, "Don't fear.
Ngena la etendeni lami. Awunakuthintwa muntu lapha."
"Turn aside, my lord," she said. "Don't fear. You'll be safe here."
Wangene sekhathele bezegijime kanjani. Impi yakhe isizwe sakhe sesiphelile. Yena yedwa oseleyo. Wagijima njengonogwaja wafika kuye. Waqonda kuye lo muntu wathi mhlawumbe ngizokwazi ukuphephela kuye.
Remember, he was exhausted at this point. His whole army had been destroyed and he had been fleeing and running for a long time. He must have been relieved to think, "Well, at last I can be in safety here."
UJayeli wathi, "Woza ungene etendeni lami."
Jael said, "Turn aside. Come into my tent."
Ungalala la. Wathatha ingubo yokulala wambesa ngayo.
"Come and have a rest here." And she took a blanket, covered him with a blanket.
USisera wayesethi, "Wena ke mana emnyango. Mana emnyango. Uma kufika umuntu ebuza ukuthi akho muntu lapha, wokusho ukuthi akho muntu."
And Sisera said to her, "Go and stand at the door of the tent. If any man comes past and inquires of you and says, 'Is there any man here?' you shall say, 'No.'"
Uma esefikelwa ubuthongo ngoba ubekhathele kakhulu.
Now he was so exhausted he fell asleep.
UJayeli wathatha isikhonkwana lesi setende.
Then Jael took this tent peg,
nesando,
and a hammer.
Wahamba kancane ukuba angavuki ebuthongweni.
She went softly to him so as not to wake him.
Wathatha isikhonkwana wasibeka la. Wathatha isando washaya. Kuthiwa isikhonkwane sasangena emhlabathini.
And then she placed the tent peg here on his temple and she took the hammer and drove it through his head right into the ground.
Emva kokuba ambulale, nangu Barak.
And just after she had killed him, Barak came past.
Umuntu kaNkulunkulu.
That man of God.
Wafika kuli tente lika Jayeli.
And he got to the tent of Jael.
ngoba ubemfuna uSisera.
He was pursuing this
uSisera.
Man, Sisera.
UJayeli wahlangabeza uBarak.
And so Jael came out to meet him.
UBarak wathi awuyibonanga uSisera.
And
Leondu dotengifunayo.
Barak asked whether she had seen Sisera.
UJayeli wathi wozungena etendeni lam.
And she said to him, come into my tent.
Uma esengene susingubo wabona isikhongwane singene la sasangena emhlabathini. Yizo ukuthi ube isihlobo sakhe wambulala.
And there lay Sisera with a tent peg right through his temple, and she had killed him, even though there had been peace among them and they were related.
UNkulunkulu wanqoba uJabini ngaleyo ndlela, inkosi yamaKhanani.
So on that day God subdued Jabin, king of Canaan.
Kwaba usuku olukhulu. UDebora waze wacula iculo eyaculwa naye uBarak.
That was a great day in Israel, and Deborah, together with Barak, sang a song. And they sang, saying, God has given us the victory. They sang an amazing song, praising God for the victory he had given them.
UJayeli ubengenaso isihle ngomngani wakhe.
Jael
wambulala ngoba emi nabantu bakaNkulunkulu nomuntu kaNkulunkulu.
And Jael didn't even have pity on this person that they were actually friendly with, but she fought for God's cause.
Baze bakhuluma. Gathi bathi ubusisiwe wena Jayeli kwabesifazane.
And then they sang, and in the song the words were, most blessed among women is Jael.
Lamagama ayekhulunywa umuntu oyedwa nje. Ngomuntu oyedwa nje. Unina kaJesu Maria.
Now that's amazing, because these words were spoken of no one else other than Mary, the mother of Jesus.
Ingelosi Gabriela wathi kuMaria.
The angel Gabriel spoke to Mary.
Ubusisiwe kwabesifazane bonke.
When he said to her, most blessed are you among women, all women.
UJayeli obe umuntu nje womphakathi waba iqhawe lasezulwini kuze kuthiwa ubusisiwe esifazaneni kubo abesifazane bonke emhlabeni ngoba abantu bakaNkulunkulu banqoba ngaye.
And it's amazing that these words were spoken of Jael, this ordinary woman who became a hero, and it was said of her as well. Now I've just made this story very short.
Ngithi nawe yibi khawe lasezulwini uma uJayeli ebezofihla induna yezitha etendeni lakhe bekuzofa yena.
Now I say to you, you also be a hero, a heavenly hero. If Jael would have hidden this man, this enemy of Israel, she would have died together with the enemy. But to this day, this woman is known. It's recorded in history, and she's even known as being the most blessed among women. See, she used wisdom. And some people don't know the difference between that and telling a lie. Some people just say, no, that's a lie if you don't.
Many whites will condemn this woman who was blessed, who told a lie and told him, come into my tent, you'll be safe here. And then she killed him. The whites, they don't know wise wisdom from above. They just call it a blatant lie. Jesus is the truth. And even if it's the truth and Jesus is not in it, it is a lie. Just to make it easy for you to whites to understand it.
UJesu liqiniso kusho noma ungakhuluma into eliqiniso kodwa uma uJesu engekho phakathi sekujika kube amanga.
Ngiyafisa ke ukuthi nina besifazane nimfuse ube umuntu nje womphakathi kodwa walwa ukulwa okuhle wanqoba kwaze kwaculwa ngaye nabantu basezulwini ngisho nasezulwini iculo lakhe laziwe likhona la eBhayibhelini nawe ungalifunda.
So learn from Jael and follow in her footsteps. She was just an ordinary woman, but she became a hero because of what she did.
Nampa abasifazana ababili.
Here are these two women.
Ungasho ukuthi ngingowesifazane nje. UDeborah ubeholisizwe eqinisweni likaNkulunkulu.
Don't say, yeah, I'm just a woman. Because even Deborah, she led this whole nation through God's truth.
UJayeli futhi ubengowesifazane. Umphakathi nje kodwa walwa impi enkulu ngaphezu kwamadoda.
And Jael was just an ordinary woman, but she fought God's battle, that good battle, and she did more than a man could do.
Angasike nina besifazane ukuthi nithini nokuthi ninhloboni. Musu kube wesifazane ophuphile. Musu kube wesifazane oyinja noma ingulube. Yiba owesifazane kaNkulunkulu ulwe impi yasezulwini.
So what kind of a woman are you? Don't be a woman that lives like a pig or a dog, but be a woman of God that can fight God's battles.
Don't be an immoral, compromising woman. Learn from Jael. Learn from her. Her friend, her relation was there. But what did she do? She drove that pen through his head into the ground and she saved her life. And it was said, you are blessed amongst all the women, like Mary. What kind of a woman are you? And what kind of a man are you? Answer my question in your heart before God, and I ask God to write it down in his book that on judgment day he will write your name, and then his blessing or his curse upon your life. Shall we pray?
Asthandas.
Ngiyacela Nkosi ukuthi lendaba esizwile ingabi yizeleze.
Lord, I pray that what we have heard will not be in vain.
Ngiyacela ukuthi ingasuki idlule nje ingene kulendlebe iphume kwenye.
May it not go into one ear and just out the other again.
Kodwa isidale, idale thina ukuba sibe amadoda kaNkulunkulu nabesifazane bakaNkulunkulu.
But may it make out of us men and women of God.
Amen.
Amen.